From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The kendama is a simple toy, a painted wooden ball attached to a wooden stick by a piece of string. Kendamas are traditional in Japan, and while they're not popular all over the U.S., there is a kendama craze on the West Coast. As part of our series about media for kids, Ben Adler of Capital Public Radio sent this story from Sacramento, a city that kendama vendors call a hotspot.
Instead of me telling you what a kendama is, let's turn to an expert.
It has a ball with a string.
That's 9-year-old Logan Tosta, who lives in a Sacramento suburb.
And there is a stick that has 3 cups and a spike.
Each cup is a different size on a different side of the stick.
One is called big cup, one is small cup, and one is base cup, and the spike is just called spike.
You hold the stick's handle, swing the ball in the air, and try to catch it any way you can.
And the ball has a hole in it so that the ball can catch it on the spike.
That's way harder than landing it in one of the cups. Logan Tosta says it took him about a day to learn his first trick, a month to learn how to do spike. Now he can do tricks with names like airplane, jumping stick, and UFO, flipping the stick to catch the ball in different ways.
What's your record for a number of consecutive...
200 of these, back and forth, just like this.
From big cup to base cup?
Yes, 200 of them.
Kendamas seem to be the buzz these days at elementary schools all around Sacramento. My kindergartner knew all about them. He said his friends have them. Now he does too. But kendamas aren't that easy to find. They're usually at comic stores or online. And they aren't cheap. The one I bought cost about $17, which is why a few weeks back, Tosta was invited by his family friend to visit a school where she teaches second grade. Frances Swanson's school is in a low-income neighborhood of Sacramento. Her students have all heard of kendamas, but they don't have them.
So this is Logan.
Hi, Logan.
And Logan is here to show you some tricks with the kendama because he's actually won contests before.
The kids were riveted.
I'm getting dizzy already. I can't get my eyes off of my
head. Wait. That's weird. And then came the big surprise. He raised money from family and friends to give kendamas to every kid in the class.
That is awesome. Oh my gosh, what do you guys say?
Thank you!
And with that, the students swarm over to grab their new favorite toy. No batteries, no screen, no apps. Just a wooden ball attached to a wooden stick with a string.
I got it!
For NPR News, I'm Ben Adler in Sacramento.